That's still so great.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, it's 3:37 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hardline 5.0.
Hey, Donovan.
Here today on this Wednesday.
When I was fixing the sandwich, I waited till you left the room.
Were
you,
so much were mayonnaise.
Were you seeing how much mayonnaise I put on it?
Gross.
Donovan stereotypes me.
Here today on this May the 14th, and here today...
Mayonnaise in the direct sun is just perfect.
Live and in person.
May the 14th.
Day two of Tequila Volteo Ticket
like
Musers Campout.
Wait till I get wet.
Where I feel like, George, I've already done like three shows.
I know.
And then you're like, oh, wait, I have that other show.
Is that Miracle Whip?
I couldn't talk this morning at 6 o'clock.
Ugh.
I had a hard time talking.
You're lucky I was there to save your bacon.
Are you a Miracle Whip guy or are you a Hellman's guy?
Depends on the sandwich.
But you can definitely tell the difference.
Oh, yes. Miracle Whip has that zip.
Tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
So good.
Do you eat mayonnaise?
Oh, you've offended him.
Oh, my God.
That's the most ridiculous
question. He is about to fight you.
Ever ask me.
I don't either, dude.
Is mayonnaise white people food or you just don't like it?
Black people make fun of white people because we overly mayonnaise things.
Do they smell like white wet puppies?
White wet puppies.
Hey, well, it's not about me. Let's continue the show. You're
starting
your show.
No, I
want
to hear more offensive things.
We want to hear
when you and your buddies get together and you just sit back and you giggle.
Before you met white people.
It took a while.
I know.
White people land.
What did you think of us?
I didn't know what to think. And it was a different time, man. I grew up in the 70s.
Yeah, I know. I
just
grew
kind
up
of
with
listening
you.
To the adults talk about the other race.
Yeah.
Did your parents have some hot opinions about white
people?
No,
my parents really didn't. They did not.
What about your grandma?
Uh-oh.
Maybe remind you you're under oath.
No, no.
What did she say?
No, my grandmother was the sweetest. Now, she actually worked for a white family as a domestic for a while. We would go with my grandmother to go pick her up from this huge house. And I think it was Highland Park. But we could never get out. Like, we would drive up. My sister and I go, oh, my gosh, look at this house. You want to get out and run, too? It was like, nope. Got to sit in the car and wait for her to come out.
Was it Corby's house?
I don't think so. I don't know. But it was very interesting.
Very
interesting.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, was my grandmother your nanny growing up?
Little
dark-skinned,
Corby
short lady.
Wearing his little school shorts and his big lollipop looking through the front window.
Suspenders.
Donnie sitting in the car.
Offering him the lollipop and then taking it back.
Beanie. Through the window, kind of laughing.
You can't have this, can you, sir?
Why do we all have giant lollies?
Well, that's what
you
Richie
want to lick of my lolly?
So what does he say? I do declare.
No, I'm British.
British.
Oh, you're British. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought
he's so rich, he's British.
Right. At a young age. I only hung out with British people.
But I thought
it's
that Southern Belle.
You either get a lolly or a chimney sweep.
Yeah.
Those are the two
we do
career
kinda,
paths of the
kind of deal in stereotypes here when we're characterizing things.
God, yeah, I had a broom. He had the lolly. I had the broom.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt. No doubt you did have that little broom.
Both are very important jobs.
Grandparents that came from a different era.
Uh-oh. Oh, Corby, your grandparents had some hot opinions?
That's a qualifier that is just loaded with explosives.
Yeah. One time at Thanksgiving dinner, when I had a friend of mine over at the house who happened to be black. And it was Thanksgiving break, and then a couple days later, we're sitting there at the dinner table, and my grandma made a comment of definitely alluding to my friend. She's like, well, you know, I've recently met some real nice black folks recently. And my sister, you could hear her, she was probably 16, like drop her fork. And turn and look at my grandma and goes, Grandma, shut the F up.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
To her grandmother?
No. Yeah.
Oh, that would be death.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I got up from...
It was good times.
I got up from Thanksgiving dinner because of a racist comment that my grandfather said.
Yeah.
What did he say, Dave?
Well, let's go around the room and hear the most racist thing their families ever said.
He was talking about...
Go ahead, defend him. What?
No, I got up and left because I was offended.
Got up to go write it down because you thought it was such a great line.
No, he was talking about where they lived in the Bronx and how nice it was until...
Oh no.
Other people started moving in there.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood.
Yeah,
that actually happened to my parents in the neighborhood they live in now. My dad said they were the second black family to move in.
And he was pissed when the third black family moved
No. He just said it went quickly. Like the neighborhood, they took white flight very quickly once you had more than one
family. It was a race to put up the for sale signs.
Right. Just all in a row, right there like dominoes. They all fell.
I think that our generation... was the first to stand up to all that.
The greatest generation.
We are. So we're known as.
You excluded, but yes.
To stand up for what?
Equality.
To grandparents saying dumb crap.
Okay.
Civil War grandparents.
You're welcome, Donnie.
If you say so.
Donnie doesn't
I'm not
sound
saying
believe Corby. Do you
everyone.
Think he ever stood up
Donnie doesn't
to his
sound
grandparents.
Super convinced.
You know.
It is amazing now that we live in this world in which everyone had a perfect record in the past.
I know.
Now everyone just,
it is quite learned. Oh. It is amazing how some people will.
Look
it's
who
so,
finished his training.
It's so bad that you have to turn that right. corner and say, there's no way I can think and live like that. Like, I'm going to be the opposite. It is a lot of people like that, but I think the generation even before us started to try and turn that corner a bit.
Yeah, the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Civil rights movement.
During some, during.
Parents.
Maybe I'm wrong. Still messed up, but.
Yeah.
It's we're good, man.
All right, well, let's piss Bob off with a helpline.
See, this is one great thing about racism, I guess.
Hold on, Bob. Hold on.
We're moving to the helpline.
520.
I was right on that.
Help. The hardline helpline.
Great things.
Yeah. One of the great. It's just one of them.
You can take it out of context, or you can admit I was right.
214.
Brought to you by
Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and More, and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Thank you, Mr. Ham. All right, Mr. DJ.
Who's this Fembot talking?
Matt.
Hardline.
Matt. Well, welcome to our show for like the last 3 years, Jack Wagon.
I'm asking who did the voice.
COVID.
It's AI. Right.
It's our AI helpline girl.
AI voice. COVID did it.
All right, so we do get some fun calls concerning the Mavs and conspiracies and all that, and I am more than willing to entertain them all because I am still open. That the NBA rigged it all. But this guy says this.
Hey, what's up, my queefers? This is John Bach down in Austin. Basically, what if the new Mavs ownership's plan is to move to Vegas eventually, and they're trying to sink the franchise to get that done, and the NBA does not want that? They do want a team in Vegas, but not the Mavericks. They have it too good in Dallas, and they want the Mavs to stay. So the NBA actually did fix once the Mavs did enter into the lottery, and they did fix it to get the Mavs to be the number one pick to help ensure. That the Mavs don't move to Vegas.
Okay, I actually love this.
Or it's not as easy.
I do too.
Love you guys, especially some of you, and have fun at the compound.
Especially later. Some of
you? Yeah, right. That sounds like coded language.
That's the best one I've heard so far, is that in order to prevent a conspiracy, they had to layer on another conspiracy to counteract the first conspiracy.
Right.
And therefore, just like in algebra, they cancel out.
Yeah,
and you're right where you started.
Now what
right,
is he
so
saying
so
again?
So it wasn't that the league rewarded the Mavericks with the number one pick for sending Luka to L.A.
Right,
the Mavericks were trying to destroy the franchise.
They were trying to
and move to Vegas.
They were trying to redo the movie Major League.
Yeah, by getting rid of Luka.
Yeah,
and then the NBA stepped in and said,
yeah,
we're going to give you Cooper Flagg.
We're going to fix a lottery so that you can't. Try to tank your team and move to Vegas.
I love it.
Yeah, that's the best theory I've heard so far.
Are they going to have a cardboard cut out of Adelson?
Yes.
And take a piece of clothing off of her every time they win?
Absolutely.
Again, jeez. Like we go back to
the entire cast of Shark Tank.
The original conversation that we had yesterday or the day before the running together, but that essentially the trade was so bad that people are willing to believe anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just based on that. They still can't believe that the trade was made and that the return was so incredibly awful and inexplicable that they'll then therefore believe anything. And I don't blame them. That's how bad the trade was. You're welcome to believe it, even though if it's not true.
George doesn't think so.
You're welcome to believe it.
No, no, it's not that. I just, I have a hard time believing it's, hey, let's do another conspiracy to thwart that conspiracy.
Right.
Well, of course. Of course. They're all patently stupid, but I'm just simply saying I like
the P1.
No, but I like the idea of one conspiracy to wrap up another one. That's actually,
okay.
To those of us who are in the anti-conspiracy lobby, we appreciate the absurdity of multiple conspiracies layered on top of each other or at war with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the
I heard the lottery was all on a sound set.
They faked it like the moon
green
landed.
Screen. Yes, exactly.
The levels that it would take to put that next to the lunar landing, like in the same lot.
Well,
like,
well, there's a sign-up sheet on the door.
Right.
Who gets the soundstage on a given day.